So what if they ask really tough questions? For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Last week, while driving home from the Summit Student Worldview Conference I work with every summer, I told my daughters that I would be hosting an open forum with our students the next night. This is a time of Q&A with the students, where they can process what they heard in the lectures. Well, Abigail, my 7-year-old, responded, "Daddy, I think I'll come to that, because I have some questions for you." The rest of the drive was one of the best conversations I've had with her. She wanted to know if Jesus really knew Adam and Eve were going to sin before they did. That's not an easy question, but it's a good one. I've learned that if we don't take seriously the questions the next generation ask, we risk giving them the impression that the answers don't exist. Even worse is to give them the impression that questioning means doubting and doubting means sinning. Enjoy the questions. Wrestling with answers helps them and us learn more about our faith. Come to thepointradio.org for some resources. And join me tomorrow where I'll tell you how to handle these tough questions. I'm John Stone Street.